lazy bones sleeping in the sun. How you gonna get your day's work done? Never gonna get it done. Sleeping in the noonday sun. Lazy bones sleeping in the shade. Never gonna get your cornmeal made. Never gonna get it made. Sleeping in the noonday shade. When the cotton needs spraying, I'll bet you're praying that the buds fall off of the vine. And when you're fishing, I'll bet you're wishing that the fish don't bite on your line.
See what you're doing. You didn't even offer me a drink.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I asked you if you wanted a drink.
No, no.
Oh, you want a drink, Amy?
Yes, yes.
We'll have a drink.
Well, I got one. I'll take one of these right here. Yeah.
Oh, don't spill anything.
This beer is hot. I mean, I wish you'd just pick it up and carry it, you know, from the porch to the refrigerator sometime. You know, I'm sick of drinking warm beer around this place.
I'm trying to keep it out of the sun, you know. I put it in a cool place.
Look at those bugs over there. Those are the biggest ones I've ever seen in my life.
They give the cat
big
a lot
ones.
Of trouble.
And welcome to another edition of Freetown Radio. My name is Roger Cash, and we just heard Lazy Bones off an album by Jeff and Maria Muldera that was made in 1972. The album was called Sweet Potatoes, and the lead vocal and the guitar on that was Amos Garrett. All three of those people were once in the Jim Queskin Jug Band, and when the Jug Band split up, Jeff and Maria made a couple of records on their own, and Jeff has done a lot of stuff with his pal Amos. And that song, Lazy Bones, was written by Johnny Mercer, great songwriter, and Hoagie Carmichael. And the story of that tune is Johnny Mercer goes to Hoagy Carmichael's apartment in New York City, and Hoagy's snoozing on the couch. And Johnny walks in, he goes, "Hoag, I'm going to write a song called Lazy Bones." And Hoagy springs up from the couch. He said, "Let's get at it." And they go to the piano, and Johnny says the first line, and Hoagy comes up with a melody, and the song was done in 20 minutes. And it was originally, well, it was written in 1933, and Mildred Bailey did a great version of it when they first wrote it. She was one of the first to record that song. And today, at Freetown Radio, we have an old familiar guest in the studio, somebody who actually used to produce the show with me. I think he did the first six shows.
Now I'm a guest.
And there he is, and he's hot on his mic there. You sound beautiful, buddy.
Oh, thank you.
We have a star of stage and screen, Mr. Chaz Justice.
Howdy, y'all.
And he's just observing today. He has no idea what I'm going to play. We're just going to keep surprising the audience and surprising him.
That's right.
And the theme this week is slow and lazy. So we just got lazy. I think maybe we should slow down. Tell the world to slow down. Let's ask Willie Nelson to help us out. Here we go.
Slow down, slow down, old world. There's no hurry, 'cause my life ain't mine anymore. I live too fast. Now it's too late to worry, and I'm too blue to cry anymore. I once was a fool for the women. Now I'm just a fool, nothing more. So slow down, old world. There's no hurry, 'cause my life ain't mine anymore. Had a way with the women, till one got away with my heart. So slow down, old world. There's no hurry, 'cause my life ain't mine anymore.
Thank you.
was nice. What do you think of that guitar playing there, Chad?
Nifty. That's nifty. I never heard that guy. I don't believe. Who was that?
That was Polly Possum on the vocals and Joe Wolverton.
Joe Wolverton. That's some guitar playing, Bob.
On the guitar, yeah. That was a song called Sad Singing and Slow Riding. And that was recorded on November 16th of 1951 in Santa Monica, California at Radio Recorders. And we got that from a Columbia 78. And that was Polly Possum and Joe Wolverton with the Dog Patch Boys. And, of course, Polly's real name is Polly O'Neill. And she was born in 1922 near Monticello, Kentucky. And she ended up in California where she met Joe Wolverton, great guitar player. And he was there in California in 1943 to play with Spike Jones and the City Slickers. He was their guitar player. And that's where he met Polly. And together they formed the Dog Patch Boys. And in 1951, they were playing the Golden Nugget in Las Vegas and were approached by an agent from Columbia Records who promptly signed them to a contract, and they stayed with Columbia till 1955. An interesting fact about Joe Wolverton, he was Les Paul's guitar teacher before 1933 when Les was just a teenager. And that's one of our...
Les Paul.
Interesting facts here on Freetown Radio. And before that, on the Slow and Lazy Show, we heard Lazy River, great old tune. And that was the Farr Brothers, you and Carl. You is the fiddler and Carl is the guitar player. They were in the Sons of the Pioneers. They're original members of the Sons of Pioneers.
Were they? Great. That's right. Okay, that's the connection.
Yeah, great Western swing outfit. Yeah.
One of the pillars of Western swing.
Right, and when the Sons of Pioneers went into the studio for Decca Records to make their first recordings in 1934, they recorded over 250 sides then. And between late 1934 and early 1935, you and Carl went into the studio to record a bunch of instrumentals. And they came out under the name the Cornhuskers. And Lazy River was just one of the many that they did. And at the top of that set, we heard Willie Nelson with Slow Down, Old World.
Another one I'd never heard before.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Full of surprises
today.
Consider
myself a Willie Nelson fan.
Yeah, well, you should be. And that was recorded in Nashville in 1961. With the great Ray Eddington and Herman Wade on guitars, Bunny Emmons on steel guitar,
yeah.
Hargis Pig Robbins on piano.
Hargis.
And some other fellas in there. And we're going to move right out. Chaz.
Yes, sir.
I just realized that you're back. I kept hearing
you hear me.
Voice
you hear me yapping over here?
Well, I always kind of hear your voice like in the back of my head.
I know you do.
And but you're actually here in the studio. Where have you been? I haven't seen you for months.
It's been a few months since I've been in Lafayette. I guess about six, actually. I was here for last week and then split for a little bit, but it'd been a while. Been about 6 months. Been to all over the place. Went to the Middle East, went to Israel, been up in the Northeast and sort of around the States a bit, but definitely going to the Middle East was definitely that was the trip.
The highlight?
Well, it was definitely an interesting experience. Was in Jerusalem for a little while and just checking it out, you know, just trying to, I went over there, I wanted to cross the River of Jordan. I wanted to sing all those gospel songs. I wanted to be able to sing it with conviction, so I had to go do it.
Well, it's kind of hard to sing a gospel song when you have machine guns peering over your shoulder.
Are you talking about New Orleans or Jerusalem?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was talking about New Orleans. Oh,
okay.
Anyway, we got a lot of music to get to. We're gonna talk to you a little more later in the show. But right now, we're going to get lazy again. And there was a great female country singer in the 60s named Bobby Gentry. And she was from Chickasaw County, Mississippi. And she hit number one on the Billboard country charts with a great song called Ode to Billy Joe. But we're not going to hear that right now. We're going to hear a cut off that same album that was released in 1967, and we're going to hear Lazy Willie. And here we go.
Get up, Lazy Willie. There's work to be done. Out of 17 kids, you're the laziest one. Pigs in the kitchen, and the roosters in the pigsty, and weeds in the garden, busy growing up knee high. Lazy Willie, look at you, ain't you a sight? Lazy Willie, you sleep all day and play all night. Get up, Lazy Willie, up and out of that bed. There's cows to be milked and mules to be fed. Bend the corn, harvest the soybeans, and help me set the table for our company from New Orleans. Lazy Willie, wake up, you ain't heard a word I said. Lazy Willie, you gotta get up. What Mama used to say, that all summer long the grasshopper would play. The ant would work hard storing up his winter supply, and when the snow came, ant lived, the grasshopper died. Lazy Willie, well, ants work hard and grasshoppers play. Tweet, 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 tweet. You're gonna sprout green legs and hop away. Gonna hop away.
Mm-hmm.
Yet another version of Up a Lazy River. Great song written by Hoagy Carmichael.
The Hoagy Carmichael.
That's correct. Not to be confused with the Chris Miller. And that was Gene Vincent and his Blue Caps from his 1956 album entitled Blue Gene Bop. And all you guitar fans out there, that's Cliff Gallup on guitar. I think that was still Cliff in the band. I think he left the band in 1957. So I'm pretty sure that was Cliff Gallup on lead guitar. And before that, we heard the very wonderful Lester Young, great tenor sax player, with Slow Motion Blues, recorded on March 8th of 1951 in New York City. With Lester on tenor sax, John Lewis on piano, Gene Ramey on bass, and the great Joe Jones on drums. And we start off that set Lazy with Bobby Gentry doing Lazy Willie off her Ode to Billy Joe album, which is a huge hit from her, we discussed earlier. And Bobby Gentry was actually one of the first female country artists to write and produce her own material.
Oh.
Isn't that interesting, Chazzy?
I think so.
Yeah. So what do you think we're going to hear next? Have I been surprising you so far?
A bit. I thought when you said it was a show about Lazy, I thought Lazy River would end up in there eventually. And
well,
it's
yeah.
been played twice.
Twice, that's correct.
Yeah.
And with any luck, if we don't talk too much, we might get in another version of Lazy Bones.
Oh, Lord. Let's shut up.
Yeah, well, I don't want to stifle you. I think we're doing pretty good. We're almost at the halfway mark. And this is usually the time in the show that I say, if you just tuned in, you're listening to Freetown Radio. My name is Roger Cash. And Freetown Radio is brought to you as a public service from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. And we're broadcasting from the plush, but not overly ostentatious, Cypress Lake Studios right here on campus.
Mm-hmm.
On 88.7 FM KRVS. And we're going to move right along.
Let's do it.
How about, let's see, we were just lazy, let's get slow. How about we visit with Low Stokes.
Yeah, you go.
Riley Puckett.
What?
And Clayton McMichen.
Oh, yeah. That's some Georgia stuff.
And don't forget Singleton Lafayette Norris. Recording in Atlanta on April 10th of 1928. Here's Gid Tanner and the Skillet Lickers with Snow Buck. And here we go.
You said you could dance.
Man, I can dance.
Didn't look much like it. Kind of dragging around there a little bit. Kinda
you don't believe I can dance? Why, bust loose.
All right, I'm going to bust loose, all right. Kind of shake that thing up a little bit and do that slow drag. Boy, you wasn't doing nothing then. Come on, let's go.
All right, let's go back.
And stones, passes out his moans and groans. The devil ain't no lazy bones. He works 24 hours a day. Oh! The devil ain't lazy.
No, sirree.
The devil ain't lazy.
No, sirree.
He likes to see us fight and fuss. He makes us mean enough to cuss. And then he blames it all on us. He works 24 hours a day.
Oh!
He travels like a lightning streak and strikes from town to town.
Yes, yes.
And if he gets you when you're weak, he'll tear your playhouse down. The devil ain't lazy.
No, sirree.
The devil ain't lazy.
No, sirree.
Tells us he won't hurt a fly. Then he makes us steal and lie. Keeps us sinning till we die. He works 24 hours a day.
Thank you.
crazy.
No, sirree.
The devil ain't lazy.
No, sirree.
He gets his pitchfork out each night to give the folks an awful fright. I think he does it just for spite. He works 24 hours a day. The devil ain't lazy.
No, sirree.
The devil ain't lazy.
No, sirree.
He tells us how to find success. I know we'll wind up in distress. The devil is an awful mess. He works 24 hours a day. He likes to see things scorch and burn, so don't make no excuse. If he catches you, he'll turn you every way but loose.
Yes.
The devil ain't lazy.
No, sirree.
The devil ain't lazy.
No, sirree.
So when you think you're strong and brave, smart enough to not behave, then you've got one foot in the grave. He works 24 hours a day.
Was a little slow motion was the name of that tune. That was a great Benny Moten and his Kansas City Orchestra, recorded on September 6th of 1928 in Camden, New Jersey. And for those of you that don't know, the Kansas City Orchestra was a great band that included at times Count Basie on piano, Eddie Durham on guitar, Hot Lips Page on trumpet, Walter Page on bass, Booker Washington on cornet, and Ben Webster on tenor sax.
Ben Webster.
And what happened was, after Moten's death in 1935 from a tonsillectomy gone bad,
aye,
Count Basie took many members of the band to form his own orchestra, and that's how the Count Basie Band started. So that was Slow Motion, and before that we heard The Devil Ain't Lazy.
No siree.
No siree. That was Bob Wills telling you all about that.
Tell me, Bob.
That was from a Columbia 78 taken from October 15th, 1947, when it was recorded. That was Tommy Duncan on the vocal Eldon Shamblin on guitar, Hermie Remington on steel guitar, and the great Tiny Moore on the electric mandolin.
Ooh, Tiny.
The biggest little fiddle in the world. And we start off that set with Gid Tanner and his Skillet Lickers.
Oh, yeah. If Kulik is out there, he's pumped about that.
Oh, yeah. And just coincidentally, it was, speaking about Kulik, this was recorded in Atlanta.
Kulik's hometown.
That's right, on April 10th of 1928, many years before little Daniel was even hatched.
Before he was a glint in his daddy's eye.
Exactly right. And we had Riley Puckett on the guitar and vocal, Clayton McMichin vocal and fiddle, and Lo Stokes on fiddle, and Singleton Lafayette Norris on the banjo, making up the Skillet Lickers. I want to do a little community calendar thing here. Some interesting stuff coming up. Of course, you know, we have festival this weekend.
Yes, sir.
And there's a lot of stuff happening. But on Monday, there's a show that people might not know about that's happening at Cité des Arts at 109 Vine Street at 7:30. And that's going to be Kevin Sicani from the Mercy Brothers and a Lafayette boy named Andrew Duplantis, who now, I believe, lives in Austin. Andrew's in that great alternative country band called Sunvolt.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to do a night of songs on Monday, this coming Monday, October 15th. And if you just tuned into the show...
Easy, Roger. Easy.
All right, I'm going to calm down.
Settle down, man.
If you just tuned... I'm really excited about this next bit. If you just tuned into the show and you haven't guessed, the theme this week is slow and lazy. And as a matter of fact, I know someone who ain't lazy. And he's right next to me in the studio. Chaz Justice, what are you up to? You got a lot of playing to do this weekend, don't you?
It's coming on. Tonight, the Revelers will be over at Artmosphere with Joel Savoy. And tomorrow, the Red Sticks are playing the festival in the mid-afternoon.
That's going to be a hot
show. Yeah, yeah. And then Sunday, I'm actually going over at Koshan. Koshan, y'all are going to be playing the Biscuit Boys, Rogers Band. Has anybody heard the Biscuit Boys? Yes, the Biscuit Boys are awesome.
Well, I think I've heard them. I think I'm in that band.
I think you're in that band. And I know it's tough as a DJ to plug your own stuff, but it's one of my favorite bands in Lafayette for sure to do all the good stuff. I'm serious. Not just because you're my boy, but it's good stuff.
Oh, that's awfully
nice. It's good songs. Good songs. It's a busy couple weeks. We're gearing up for the Black Pot, you know.
Oh yeah.
It's getting on Black Pot season.
That's my favorite time of year.
I'm telling you what. This year it's extending more and more over the years. It's got all the peripheral stuff. This year we're doing a traditional boucherie out at Lakeview in Eunice, which is sponsored by Koshan, where you'll be playing Sunday, and they're doing a lot of live music there these days.
Yeah, what a great place, and what great things they're doing for the community.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. They've got their own organic pig farm that they're bringing in a pig on Sunday, and they're going to do it up Sunday boucherie in the morning. I think it starts at 8, and the Red Sticks are going to play that evening, and then we start the camp, the Black Pot camp, which is Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd.
Woo!
Out there at Lakeview, classes and workshops, dance classes, fiddle classes, all that stuff. Dances every night. Then we come back over here, and it's time for the Black Pot Festival.
Wow. Happy days again.
I'm telling you what.
And we're going to move right along now on the Slow and Lazy show. We're trying not to be too slow or too lazy. But you know what? It's Friday, and today, it's my lazy day.
Well, I might have gone fishing, got to thinking it over. The road to the river's a mighty long way. It must be the season. No rhyme or no reason, just taking it easy, it's my lazy day. Well, never mind calling, for I ain't a-coming. Just get you on by me, stay out of my way. For a little deep thinking, might drive me to drinking. Just taking it easy, it's my lazy day. Thank you. finding it easy to mind my own business. I'm keeping my nose out of everyone's way. Ain't a taking no orders, ain't a hiring no people, just taking it easy. It's my lazy day. Don't ask me no questions, ain't a giving advices, ain't a dating no women, ain't a wanting to play. Just want to look stupid, don't want to meet Cupid, just taking it easy, it's my lazy day.
Lazy Liz. Didn't sound too lazy to me, though. That was Kenny Baker, the great fiddle player. Those of you who don't know Kenny Baker, he was in Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys.
Right, he's the dude.
He was in that band on and off from 1968 to 1984. And that particular tune was recorded in November of 1974 from Kenny's album called Grassy Fiddle Blues. And Kenny passed away in July of last year. We lost a great one there. And on that track, we had the great Bob Black on banjo, Joe Stewart, who was that great utility guy from the Bluegrass Boys, on guitar.
Utility guy? What is that? What do you mean?
Well, he played guitar, he played fiddle. If Bill was sick, he'd come and he'd play mandolin. So he was a utility person. He could play anything. And then on that particular track, that was Ralph Lewis on the second fiddle and Randy Davis on bass. And before that, we heard I'm Walking Slow and Thinking About Her. That was Ray Price.
Oh, yeah.
Recorded in Nashville on February 24th in 1963 with Grady Martin and Ray Eddington on guitars, Buddy Emmons on steel guitar, and Hargis Pig Robbins on piano.
Piano.
From 1963. And we opened up that set with It's My Lazy Day, recorded in December of 1953. Great little tune written by Smiley Burnett, and that was Gene Autry performing it from a Columbia 78. And let's see, we got almost 10 minutes left. We're going to try and get some more music in here, folks. And on the Slow and Lazy Show, well, let's say, why don't we take a slow boat to China? What do you think about that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let's try it.
Night's rest since can't remember when. It's nice to wake up early, then go back to sleep again. Let me catch up on my rest because I'm far behind. So stop that clock from ringing, I refuse to change my mind. morning, I think I'll stay in bed. I feel it in my bones that there's a lazy day ahead. Lazy morning, the chores will have to wait. If somebody calls for me, just say I'm sleeping late. Evening, cause I want to shop about. I'll buy a brand new bed because I'm wearing this one out. Some folks find it hard to sleep, but I find it a snap. So pardon me a moment while I take another nap. Lazy morning, I think I'll stay in bed. I feel it in my bones that there's a lazy day ahead. Lazy morning, the chores will have to wait. If somebody called for me, just say I'm sleeping late.
Oh, shucks, folks. The hour went by so fast. I had so many more tunes to play.
Oh, tune in next week.
We done plumb ran out of time. I want to thank my guest, Chaz Justice, for sitting in the chair and behaving himself.
I'm trying to.
And everybody have a lot of fun this weekend because it's festival. And we all love to have fun. You've been listening to Freetown Radio. My name is Roger Cash. Let me just tell you what we just heard. That was Lazy Morning by Paul Howard, recorded on September 20th, 1946. And Paul Howard and his Arkansas cotton pickers, a little bit of information. Paul claimed he was the first picker to play an amplified guitar on the Grand Ole Opry. And before that, we heard the great Homer and Jethro with a great Frank Lesser tune called Slow Boat to China. That was Chet Atkins on guitar, joining Homer and Jethro from October 13th, 1952, almost to the day, 50 years ago, or 60 years ago, rather. And you all know Homer and Jethro. I play them a lot on the show. They were first to sing pop music in the country music style.